welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we can spend these few minutes together learning about the Lord, thanking Him, praising Him for His goodness to us. As we go into God's Word, we see that He has provided everything that we need for life and godliness. And I've been sharing about taking command of your situation. So often in the world in which we live, especially the unsaved, they feel overwhelmed by circumstances, the things that are confronting people today, the shortages, the problems, the violence, the evil. It's overwhelming, and it is only in the Lord Christ Jesus that we can find peace and safety, comfort, as well as security, not only for the life to come, but in this life. God is with us. His hand is overshadowing us, and He has promised not to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He who started this good work isn't just going to, throw up His hand and say, well, I don't know how many times I've tried to teach you this lesson, and you just don't seem to get it. No, He's not like we are, where we could easily throw up our hands. He's very patient, infinitely long-suffering, because He knows, knowing the past, present, as well as the future, He knows how this is going to turn out. In His divine mind and heart, He knows exactly what He's doing in your life. He knows the perfection He wants to bring you into, which is to be like Jesus. That's why heaven is going to be heaven, because we will all be of one heart and one mind. We will be like Jesus. And in Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5, it states, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, thought it not be robbery to be equal with God, but it made Himself of no reputation and took the form of a servant. I'm not quoting, I'm just going from memory, but this is what He did, came to serve. And in Romans, the 12th chapter, the second verse, Paul states, be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't take your values, your guidance, your recommendations from this present world, but be transformed. And beloved, it's going to take that. It's going against the grain. It's going against the masses, going against what is acceptable and the norm in today's world. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting, and few there be that find it. Do you think that's God's will? But those who are seeking after truth, that's what brought me to God. I was seeking after truth. I never thought it would be Christianity, but I was sincere, and God saw my heart. And that eventful day back in 1973, I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And that was a prayer He wanted to answer and did. And I've never regretted it. Praise God. So we're not to be conformed to this world. What does that mean? It means to be similar or identical, to be obedient or compliant, to adapt oneself to prevailing standards or customs. That's what we're not to do. But we're to be conformed, if you will, to the image of Jesus. And in so many places today, we've been guilty of conforming with the world. In a lot of places, you can't tell the world from the church. The world is sick spiritually, and certainly the church should not be like the world. The church is to be transformed from the things of this world. And that word transform means to change in character or condition to change a thing into another or one form into another. You know, I was just thinking of a message I preached years ago, and I was had reference to the butterfly. I think that's the only insect that actually changes its DNA. It crawls and, you know, it's this little caterpillar type thing and spins its cocoon, and for whatever length of time it's there, when it finally emerges, it emerges a butterfly. But one thing I didn't realize and learned way back then, that the DNA of that little worm, caterpillar, is actually changed. And that's what happens to us. I think God gave a precedence in the natural world, because normally when something, you know, grows from, you know, babyhood or changes, I mean, they don't change their DNA. They're just a smaller version of what, you know, like a child, a smaller version of what they're going to be as an adult in physical appearance as well as character. And so we're to be transformed, to have that experience, that change in character. And we've preached, I'm speaking now just in generalities, the church has preached soul and heart salvation to the lost, which is, that's our great commission. That's what we are to do. But one of the most important areas, in fact, I would say really, next to the work of salvation in our lives, experiencing the new birth, repenting of our sins, being born again, the next most important work for the Christian is sanctification, and that must perforce involve the experience of the renewing of our minds. And that doesn't mean it's just that there's going to be some magic wand waved over us and we're going to have new thoughts. Well, we will. There's been a heart change, but we are to read the Word of God, understand. I mean, for myself, I really wasn't familiar with the Word of God. And so we are changed by the washing of the water of the Word. We need to put the Word into our lives to understand what God's will and heart is for us. But also, it's not just doing that. It's to literally master our thought life. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ. And you know, when you think of it, all the attacks, the temptations, the trials, the things you go through, I mean, not that bad things can't happen, but it's what happens next. It's your response, your reaction. Satan attacks through the thoughts of our mind. And Proverbs 23:7 states, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And in James, that first chapter, verse 5, he counsels, the apostle does, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And so in order for us, and I don't care how you walk with the Lord, it's an ongoing battle. There are so many things. You can't turn on the television that with things to distract you and to depress you and to discourage you. That's why it's important to hear the Word of God and watch the things that go into your mind. I mean, the things you expose yourself to, because we need to be built up by the things that we allow in our lives. If anything is negative, if anything is going to be a hindrance or in any way produce an adverse effect upon you spiritually, emotionally, physically, well, it's good sense not to do it, right? And so we have to seek after those things which are above and not the things of this world. God has given us the things of this world, the beauty of nature, the wonders of fellowship, the blessings of being alive, the marvelous creation of the human mind and body. We're wonderfully and fearfully made, and we can rejoice in all these things. But this is just a reminder, nothing profound. If you've walked with the Lord, you've known it. But so often we can get so beat down or go through so much, or there's so much going on, we get distracted and we let down our guard. And unfortunately, we can't afford to do that. And that's why we need to pray for one another. We must take control of our thought lives. We must bring our lives into harmony with God's Word. We are what we think we are. What does it say in Philippians 4:8? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Praise God. And then also, just a few verses as I bring this broadcast to a close, found in Exodus, the 23rd chapter. And here the Lord was speaking. He was, sharing the laws for judgment, all the specifics of that old covenant. But in verse 20, and it's true for us today, he says, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." For us, there's those many mansions which are being prepared for his people. Beware of him. Angel of the Lord, generally referring to the Spirit of the Lord, the incarnate Christ, as he appeared at various times in the Old Testament. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, praise God, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. I would insert Satan and his demon host, praise God. And in verse 25, "And you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Verse 27, "I will send my fear before thee. I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs," praise God. This is the God that we serve. If we will obey him, he'll do the same for us as he did for the people of Israel. And we're under an even better covenant seal by the blood of Jesus. So we have much to rejoice for. We don't have to be the victim of our situation, but we can take command of our lives by standing on God's word, by doing spiritual warfare, being clothed with the full armor of God, and pleading the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness. Well, beloved, I wish I had more time, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write and share your testimonies. I thank the Lord for your prayers and your support, and know that I pray for you every day. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.